it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where we take time and answer questions you sent in. We've got a long list today, so let's jump in, sugar.
All right. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
It seems like my ability to balance work and family responsibilities is becoming increasingly more difficult. My job has become more stressful the last few years where I'm needing to work more hours, but I'm not receiving more pay. I need to keep working to provide for my family, but I hate having to miss out on my kids' extracurricular activities at school or help around the house as much. I'm sure I'm not the only one going through this, but would really love some advice.
Well, you're one of millions of other people going through the same thing. So, Angel, I'll let you jump in. You've lived this.
Yeah, I have. Several times in my life, over and over. I mean, when I went through a divorce, I had to start a new career at the age of 40.
Yep.
And was I 40 or 50? No, I was 40. And so...
time flies when you're having fun, sugar.
Yeah. So I had to start at the bottom. And I had been the boss and had 35 employees. So things changed pretty dramatically. And it was very hard. And it was... I did not enjoy it at all. And today, in our economy, the way things are, a lot of people are having to work more.
Yes.
You know, I am. And you just have to make adjustments for our society and everything that's happening. And it is a challenge to balance the home life thing. And, you know, even now, I was just thinking over Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving, my adult children, you know, they always go to their dads on Thanksgiving. Then on Christmas, all of the, my son-in-law and daughter-in-law's parents both live in the same town. So we have to share on Christmas. So I just get a little window. And so it is hard.
It is.
And so what I try to do is just enjoy the time that I have.
There it is. You got to make the most of the time you have.
Yeah, and say, this is a season. It's not going to last forever.
Nope.
But, you know, those times that I am home, I'm not going to sit in front of the TV. I'm going to enjoy them.
And you don't talk bad about the relatives.
No. And, I mean, we do little stuff. Like I'll say, everybody put your phone in the middle of the table, and whoever touches their phone first has to pay. Let me tell you, my kids' arms would fall off before they touch that phone. So, but just, you know, a friend of mine said to me one day, she goes, you know, you're a fun mom. I like to play and I'll play all day long with kids. Yes. And, but she said, I'm not like that. And I go, well, just do something that you never do before. She was like, what? I said, tell your son, I'll race you to the corner and back. And whoever wins has to watch the other one do the dishes, you know, and something like that. And so she did, and they had the best time.
Something out of the ordinary.
Right. When they come home, I said to my kids one time, hey, come here. I said, look at the pool. And they come out and they're looking, they got their uniforms on. We just got in and they're looking, and I just jumped in with all my clothes on, and they started howling, laughing, and then they jumped in and we just had a good time. And so, I mean, just do something you don't normally do, switch it up. And those are the moments that you just have to treasure and hang on
and
to.
And it's not the amount of time you're spending with them, because that's that guilt feeling the devil put on you. Because there are a lot of working parents, have been for hundreds of years. They had to do things. They didn't have time to spend with their kids. Even the founding fathers came over here having to plow and build and cut and do stuff. And, you know, and so it was been tough. So it's always been that way. But the time you do have, like Angel said, make the most out of it. And don't get negative about the other time. Well, we don't have enough time. I wish I had more time. We don't have enough money. Don't spend your time complaining, because that's all they're going to remember. They'll grow up thinking, man, I never want a family. My mom had a family and she hated it. She hated everything about it. So change that perspective. Like, I love having kids.
Yeah.
I love having grown-up kids. I love having grandkids. Make the most of it when you get the time. So watch the negative and make the most of the time you have.
Yeah. One time my kids this was just last year. They got me for one of my gifts. I think it was Christmas.
It was.
They got me a Nancy Drew mystery game. Well, you only play it once because you solve the mystery. But we had the best time. We went over and everybody was dressed like Nancy Drew's era. And then we had to solve this mystery. And it was a group effort. Everybody had to get involved. And it was so much fun. I had such a good time doing that. I need to get another one of those mysteries. But yeah. So just enjoy the moments that you have.
And that's what you're trying to do. So it's not, I'll say to you, it's not the amount of time you're spending with them. That's a lie. It's the quality of time. I'm sorry.
Joe's phone just went off.
Turn it off.
All right, Joe. My husband and I don't always agree on how to best parent or handle situations with our kids. This leads to them sometimes trying to come to us separately and then use the all too famous, well, mom said, or well, dad said. Do you have any suggestions on how to navigate these types of situations?
Sure. Every time your kid comes to you about something like this, well, I'll talk to your mom or I'll talk to your dad. We'll talk about it. Don't ever do anything at the moment. Don't do any spur of the moment stuff. I've always done it. Well, I'll talk to your mom. Well, I'll talk to your dad. And well, you can't ever do it one-on-one. No, we're kind of a group deal here. Make a family effort and just stay calm and smile. Okay. Well, I'll talk to your mom about that.
When my kids were little, my ex-husband and I had very different ideas about what parenting looked like.
Opposites attract.
And he had been raised in boarding schools and really had no concept of family. And, you know, my parents were still married. And, well, they married till they passed away. So things that I would correct my kids over, he would never. And cause I would always just do it if they were rebellious or,
big things.
Yeah. I mean, like one time my daughter painted her fingernails on my brand new, coffee table and, got fingernail polish all over and I had to have it stripped and redone, but that didn't bother me cause I knew there was no malicious intent in that. And so
no malicious intent.
Yeah.
We're just being kids.
Yeah. And so, matter of fact, I said, did you paint your fingernails on my table? She goes, uh-huh. She held them up, you know, and she was very proud of that. And so I said, oh, well, next time, why don't we put a towel down? And she goes, okay, why didn't you tell me that? You didn't tell me that before. So, but he would get upset over things that I didn't understand. And so we weren't always on the same page. No. Now, I was certainly the bigger disciplinarian between the two of us, and I was the more consistent one. He you could never tell what would trigger him. But it was a challenge.
As is most couples, because opposites attract, opposites get married. So eventually you have to have I used to say about once a week, have a come to Jesus meeting for about 30 minutes, get you a cup of coffee or some iced tea and sit down. Hey, we need to talk about some of this stuff and kind of have a pre-planned what we're going to do. Okay. I know you don't like this or I don't like that. Let's sort of come to an agreement and not do the fighting in front of the kids. Let's get the thing settled ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you can do that. Not with everything, but most things.
Mm-hmm. And so I would say to him, why did that upset you? What about that upset you? Cause that really did.
Yeah.
And so then I talked to him about it and I'd say, well, okay, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. So we talk about it, but we became more and more consistent with one another, but it took a while to get into a rhythm for sure. And then we divorced and it was all me. That was quite a bit easier in the disciplinary.
Well, and then and every family's different. Every family's got its own challenge. When I got married, my dad was the youngest of 12 kids. So all his brothers and sisters were much older. And my mom was very different. They came from two different families. Same town, but two different lifestyles. One had money, one had no money. And so everybody grows up in something different. So you got to learn how to grow up yourself. You just learn to not blame stuff the rest of your life. Because most adults I deal with in ministry, well, my dad, well, my mom, well, my grandpa, and they're living in the past. You don't have a time machine. You cannot change that. Get out of your past. And God's mercy is brand new in the morning. You can have a great day tomorrow, a great week next week. Stop living in your past. So leave that thing alone. Let's start moving forward.
Joe, I deal with social anxiety and at times just want to stay in the house. It gets lonely, but I'd almost rather deal with the loneliness than the anxiety. But I know this is not the best way to live.
Nope.
How do you suggest overcoming anxiety? I am single now, but also don't want to pass this on to my potential kids in the future.
Best way, I always say, is to volunteer somewhere. Volunteer at church, volunteer in community. Shoot, you can volunteer with the Red Cross. You get outside yourself by helping other people. And when you volunteer with organizations like the public organizations, they're just as nervous as you are. They're not people, but they're in trouble. They need help. They need some assistance. So you just go spend some time, you know, maybe once a week or something. Go out, hey, every Saturday morning for 3 hours, I'm going to help with the local food bank. Or I'm going to help with the local, you know, Red Cross. I'm going to go help somebody. It might be just stacking papers. It might be sweeping the floor. It might be counseling with some people. But you got to get outside yourself or you'll grow old by yourself. And I've seen it. My dad, I had 12 aunts and uncles on both sides of my family, big family. I saw those who were outgoing, those that pulled back, recluses. And like, it doesn't end well for them. God designed us to be around people. They don't have to live around people all the time, but people's what it's about. So just volunteer a little bit every now and then. You'll start to come out of it. It'll work.
It will work. And also, I would find you 10 scriptures on peace.
Ooh.
And get that in your heart and just say them over and over and over again, because they'll eventually drop from your head down to your heart.
You.
And just get that in you.
Yes.
But I agree with you. Getting your eyes off yourself.
Yep.
Isolating alone is the worst thing you can do.
It is the worst thing because.
And the devil uses that. It's
the devil will use it because there's nobody to correct you, encourage you, discipline you. You're all by yourself. So there's nothing messing with it. And it seems peaceful, but it's not. It's a lie.
Because the devil will lie to you about what's going on with other people.
Yep.
And you'll become paranoid.
They're saying that. No, they're not thinking or saying anything.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you want to get that taken care of before you have children, because you don't want to pass that on to your children. Guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for spending your Mondays with us and send in your questions. And hey, don't forget to be looking out for Joe's parenting webinar. You can get it now.
Yes.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.